Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, Ray Hager and I speak with Congresswoman Dina Titus from Washington, D.C. for the whole show on all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Sully's Sports Bar inside the Tamarack Junction is South Reno's headquarters for locals to watch all your favorite sports. And now you can enjoy your favorite team on our brand new high-def TVs featuring the Papa, the big daddy of them all. It's our giant 17-foot big screen TV wall. And we have two 79-inch high-def TVs, 12 65-inch high-def TVs, including two party booths for your own private party, and six high-def private booth TVs. Bring in your own headphones and listen to your favorite game right from your own seat. First, make your bets in our William Hill Sportsbook, then enjoy your favorite cold beer, libations, burgers, wings, pizza, and our signature Build Your Own Bloody Mary Bar. Then settle in and download our app and listen to any game being shown in Sully's Sports Bar. Catch your favorite team on our new high-def big-screen TVs. Sully's Sports Bar is the only place to watch your favorite sports all year long. The Tamarack Junction, just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
It's Tamarack Junction, your junction for fun.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion, for romance, custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in Northern Nevada, and we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lorianne, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're always pleased to welcome back to the program Congresswoman Dina Titus from CD1. Pleasure to have you back on the program, Congresswoman.
Well, likewise. Thank you, Sam.
First of all, I'd like to get your response to the riots last night in Berkeley. Your thoughts on that?
Are never good, but it's just a symptom of people being scared, being worried, participating in more activity now. People are energized and mobilized against this administration.
You know, as somebody that taught political science for many years, if you can step back from being in the middle of it to look at the broader picture, in a way, isn't this a good thing that all of a sudden the whole country is now energized? Certainly on one side or the other, but people are participating in a way that we haven't seen in years.
Well, that's true. I wish some more of these had participated during the election, but now it's good to have them involved. You know, the day after the inauguration, you had the Million Woman March. I mean, it was millions of women all around the country, including in Nevada and Las Vegas and Reno. Then you've had a lot of demonstrations at airports in response to the executive order with the Muslim ban and the anti-refugee position. I just hope that we can channel it into positive action and we can keep the momentum going until 2018, because that's going to be a time to make some different changes, especially in the Congress.
Congresswoman, this is Ray Hager. What do you think the chances are of the Democrats gaining control of the U.S. House or the U.S. Senate in 2018?
Well, you know, midterm elections traditionally favor the party that's out of the White House. Now, I've taught that for many years. Of course, politics has kind of turned on its head, so we can't just rely on historical precedent. But I think if this administration continues like it's going, we'll have a good chance at winning back some seats. The Senate's got to protect more seats than on the Democratic side than on the Republican side. But there's just a lot of fear out there, a lot of concern. Donald Trump has dropped to his lowest approval rating just after being in office for a couple of weeks. So I think people will realize that this was perhaps a mistake.
Let me ask you about the first Supreme Court pick, Judge Neil Gorsuch. Frankly, was there anybody who was not a leftward-leaning judge that Donald Trump could have picked that Democrats would support? It seems like, you know, the New York Times had an article saying here are reasons why Democrats should support Gorsuch. But was there anybody who could nominate that wouldn't have been a fight?
Well, he could have nominated President Obama's nominee because he was a moderate. He was well-respected. He had been approved by Republicans in the past. That was somebody that I think you could have gotten consensus on, but he wanted to have somebody in the tradition of Alito, and so he picked somebody who was a super conservative judge and somebody who fancies himself an, what they call now an originalist. Used to be called a strict constructionist. I don't know who can actually read the minds of the founding fathers or how they thought the founding fathers could anticipate something like the internet.
You know, Dina, we hear a lot of talk about from the Trump administration about building a wall on the Mexican border and America, his America First philosophy, also his curtness perhaps with Australian leaders. What does all this do to Nevada's? How does it impact Nevada's international tourism market, which is really so vital not only to your district, but to the entire state?
Yeah, that's a really good question, Ray, because we know that that's unconstitutional to ban people because of religion. It's immoral, and it certainly is not what the United States has been. We are great because we are a world leader, not we are great because we're xenophobic. But it's bad for business, just as you say, and you would think Trump would understand that. You know, not only do I have the most diverse district in the state, but Nevada's home to thousands of refugees who have come, look through the Catholic Charities resettlement program. About 20% of our population's foreign-born. We have 43 million visitors a year. One in four of those comes from a foreign country. We know that foreign tourists also go to the Grand Canyon and the dam. They stay longer. They spend more. Nationwide, the international visitors contributed about $250 billion to the economy. Now, if we make it difficult for people to come and we send out the message that they're not welcome, it's going to have a tremendous impact on Nevada and the nation's economy.
Congresswoman, have you talked to Rossi Wallencotter about this?
I have, and there was an article in the paper. That's where I got some of these statistics. Earlier this week, where Billy Vassiliadis, who has R&R that does all the advertising for the convention center, expressed some of these very same concerns.
All right, let's take a break. More with Congressman Titus when we come back.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Congresswoman Dina Titus. Mark Amaday was on the program last week, and he was saying that all this yelling and screaming about immigration and the Trump administration is directing things in the wrong direction, that this is Congress's responsibility, and we should be yelling at Paul Ryan and Mitch McConnell because they have refused to bring immigration to the floor. How do you feel about that?
They're all guilty. They like to point fingers and blame each other, but they're all guilty. We've been trying to get a comprehensive immigration reform bill to the floor since I've been back here. I've been a co-sponsor of it, and they won't bring it. So Donald Trump just personifies it, and he goes out of his way to insult people on a personal level. He wants to build a wall, but they all fall in line. So, yeah, but I don't hear Mark Amaday yelling at him. I like Mark and get along with him on some things, but I disagree with him on this policy.
There's an irony in terms of building the wall. The New York Times had a major piece over the weekend that said that if they do go ahead and build this wall, they will have to employ a lot of Mexican businesses, especially in the concrete and construction industries, and also in high tech, because the capacity for this industry, especially concrete, is almost at maximum now in this country.
Well, you see, that's how little they think these things through. I appreciate the fact that the mayor of Berlin made a big statement from the wall that used to be there and said, see, walls aren't such a good idea. I've never seen a wall or a fence that somebody couldn't climb over or crawl under. So the wall, besides being immoral and cost how many billions of dollars, I don't think the Republicans are really going to want to spend that much money. It's not going to work. We've already got more border agents than we've ever had, and we've got more technology with drones and all kinds of surveillance along the border than we've ever had. So I don't know why they think a wall will be anything but symbolic.
Oh, well, and that's what it will be, because the irony here is that nobody deported more aliens than President Obama. And they've put up so much along that border over the years. And also, what about the northern border? If you want to build a wall, don't you have to build them everywhere? And
I think the Canadians are going to build a wall to keep people from coming from the United States trying to get away from Trump.
No, I think they'd be very happy with any kind of immigration that they can get. There was one other thing on immigration I wanted to mention, which is it seems interesting that the president has not moved on rescinding DACA, which was the president's executive order on the Dreamers. And he was he actually said, we have video of it, I have a heart. Do you think that they are looking at this and going, this is the third rail, we don't want to touch it?
Well, perhaps they're just putting it off. I don't really trust them, because in the middle of the night you'll get a tweet that reverses what they were talking about the day before. Our DACA recipients in Southern Nevada are very worried. They don't know whether to apply to get it extended. They have given all their information to the government. They've made themselves vulnerable by doing the right thing. We've gotten hundreds of phone calls from people who are scared. Are they going to be, families going to be separated? So for now, it's been pushed to the back burner, but I think we have to stay vigilant.
Dina, it seems like listening to your interview here is that, in your view, there is a lot of fear, anxiety, and angst, not only in your district, but across the state and across America to the Trump presidency. Am I reading that correctly?
You absolutely are. And I don't want to sound melodramatic, but it is accurate. People are afraid. It's so uncertain of what the future holds. They may lose their health care. They may have their families separated. We may have Yucca Mountain moving forward in our backyard. They just don't know what to do. They're kind of beside themselves. They can't believe a person could be president who acts the way he does. And he's moved swiftly, and people shouldn't be surprised, because that's what he said he was going to do. There was a Syrian couple who'd been in this country for about 15 years who voted for Trump, and then their family couldn't get here for a wedding, and they were shocked. And it's kind of like, well, why are you shocked? This is what he said he was going to do, and he is doing it.
Yes. Dina, moving on to a different subject, is that this week it seemed like the deal to bring the Oakland Raiders to Las Vegas, build them a $1.9 billion stadium, just kind of blew up when Sheldon Adelson pulled out of the deal, and then subsequently Goldman Sachs pulled out of the deal. Do you see any way that this stadium will still be built for the Raiders and the Raiders would move to Las Vegas? Because this stadium, of course, would be in your district.
Yeah, that's right. It would be. You know, I'm not an expert on high finance when it comes to stadiums or football teams, but I'm not sure that somebody else won't pick up the investment, because it's gone pretty far down the road. The legislature decided how they were going to pay for it. That wasn't anything I was involved in. But once they decided, I was excited about it. I don't think you can compare Las Vegas to other towns where stadiums have been built, because of all the tourism, the people who will come to see the teams that play. Oakland, it kind of bumps us up to another level. So I hope that it does come at this point. But I know this is a big hurdle now, that financing has to be renegotiated with somebody new.
Well, it would be interesting to see if the gaming industry was reticent initially about the stadium until the Raiders name came up, would collectively put together that kind of money, because between them, they could certainly raise those kind of funds if they wanted to.
I think the problem is that gaming can't be involved in sports. That was the dilemma for Adelson, kind of like gaming can't be involved in the marijuana industry because of the betting. So yeah, I think you got to look somewhere else for the money.
Oh, that's an interesting point. And even just as, because Adelson was not doing it directly, he was doing it through his family. And so is that your thought, was that was to get around an influential person in gaming actually being the money person?
May have been a factor.
All right. More with Congresswoman Titus when we come back.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Your business workers' comp company should be your partner. The Pro Group Customer Care Team brings you effective risk management training, support, and web tools at no extra cost to you. We maximize the safety of your employees and business every day. Pro Group is with you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with information and resources at your fingertips. We ensure your employees' safety and that your premium's in line. When you're a Pro Group member, you have the team that's looking out for you. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. Call for a no-obligation quote today.
And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation. We've been doing the whole show with Congresswoman Dina Titus. Just got a note from your friend Marlene Lockhart. It says, U.S. Treasury easing Obama administration sanctions with Russia's FSB, the successor org to KGB. Do you have any thoughts on that or any knowledge of that?
Well, that's too many acronyms for me in one question, Sam, but I know that they are loosening all kinds of regulations. They have they've stopped the hiring of personnel at EPA. They've frozen grants. They're rolling back Dodd-Frank as fast as they can. They're rolling back environmental regulations. This is their whole mantra, is less regulation and putting more and more power into the big corporate hands. That's why it's so... Another irony that you were talking about earlier, ironic that he talks about draining the swamp, and yet everybody he's put close to him are billionaires, and all the policy they have are to the benefit of those interests.
With Jeff Sessions likely to be the attorney general, do you have concerns about Nevada depending so much now on revenue from legal marijuana in the state, that he could reverse this?
He could. He could go after the marijuana industry. I think there will be some legislation perhaps to protect Nevada and the legislature, state legislature, and I'm part of the cannabis working group back here to be sure that places where it's legal and states where it's legal, people can't be prosecuted. But, you know, it's pretty much a year-by-year situation, and whoever's in charge at the Justice Department can go after it aggressively or not. I'm hoping that he's got other things to deal with so this, like DACA, gets pushed back.
Let me ask you this. As part of that working group, it seems to me that one of the biggest problems for this nascent marijuana industry is banking, that they don't have the ability to be part of the federal banking system.
That's exactly right, Sam. And banks would like to do business with them because there's a lot of money in it, but they're afraid to because it's illegal federally, and they are subject to so many federal regulations, they're afraid somebody will come in and shut them down. So it's really kind of a cash and carry situation, which is dangerous. And also, if you're trying to tax the revenue, it's not very accountable. So if you could get banking or get that credit unions are interested or form some kind of co-op that wouldn't be subject to those federal regulations and potentially being shut down or put out of business, I think that would be an important first step. In fact, there's legislation back here. I'm a co-sponsor of it, along with Ed Perlmutter from Colorado.
Dina, I noticed for the committee assignments for this session of Congress that you're leaving Veterans Affairs and moving to Foreign Affairs Committee. I bring that up because we were earlier talking about international tourism into Las Vegas. Is having a seat on Foreign Affairs, does that any way correlate to getting more visitors into Las Vegas from out of our nation?
Absolutely. I'm certainly not going to abandon our veterans. They will always be my priority. In fact, the Veterans Committee has taken up my bill on reform of the appeals process here in a couple of weeks. So I'm not, and we still have very active outreach from my office to help veterans with VA problems. But right now, a lot of the action is going to be in the Foreign Affairs Committee. Now, most of that is done by the executive, but somebody's got to keep an eye on it. And I think that this will give me an ability to work on things like the visa waiver program that will help with tourism, opening up more channels to deal with Brazil and India, which is a potential source of tourists where they have a growing middle class. So I'm enthusiastically looking forward to sitting on this committee. And like I said, I have the most diverse district. We've got the Greek church, the Armenian church, Ethiopian cab drivers, large Hispanic population, large Pan-Asian population. So I think it puts me in a position to be able to help all those communities.
One thing that the Trump administration is talking about that I think you might find exciting is $1 trillion of infrastructure spending. Do you think that's likely to pass through the Congress?
Well, everybody agrees we need to do something. You know, we keep getting this low score on the report card by the American Society of Civil Engineers. They just can't agree how to pay for it. I don't think we should get too excited about this promise of $1 trillion because most of that, they're looking at things like toll roads and bonding and tax breaks for private companies. They're not talking about really investing revenue. Now, we can't have a toll road on I-80 or I-15. We don't want people to have to pay to come to Las Vegas as tourists. It's already bad enough to have to pay to park when they get there.
All right, and that's where we got to leave it. Congresswoman, we will look forward to seeing you in Carson City very soon.
Oh, good. It'll be fun to be there with y'all. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We'll be right back.
Early in the morning or throughout the night, professional truck drivers are on the job, serving you, safely moving freight that's crucial to our economy. From the oldest industries to our newest innovators, from the exotic to the everyday, trucks are everywhere, moving everything. Never afraid to embrace a future that makes Nevada and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
On our next broadcast, the former Chief of Staff to Senator Richard Bryan, Marlene Lockhart, joins us. We'll see you then.